This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUES Symposium here on the lovely island of Maui. And look who we have in the studio lounge, two fine folks representing the credit union industry. First up is Tansley Stearns from Community Financial Credit Union. Tansley, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you, my friend?
You're amazing. All right.
I'm here with my former boss.
That's right. Really I forgot
good.
About
yeah,
that.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Wow, no wonder you're amazing. Yeah, and then right next to Tansley is the amazing Kurt Kordaleski as well. You're here representing OM Financial, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Mike, and in this amazing Hawaii, and you know, we could be back in New York freezing, and we're here. So how wonderful!
I'm good with here.
Yeah. And you know, I'm so fortunate, right? I get to hang out with Tansley and with you.
Thank you.
I think you guys are revolutionizing how we communicate in credit unions. You've built this podcast, and now everybody watches it on a daily basis. Tansley at Canvas and now at Community Financial is leading the way with podcasts and communication. And it's shifting the way we talk to each other, and it's a beautiful thing. So thank you. For
well,
me
yeah,
today.
Well, thank you for those kind words. I appreciate that. Nice feedback. We'll file that in the thank you file. How about that?
There you go.
All right, guys. Hey, we're going to turn back the clock a little bit here to Canvas Credit Union. And your days there at Canvas,
yes,
and you guys working together in that respect. So tell me about this, because you guys were working with executive compensation and stuff that you guys know far more than I do. So I'm actually going to be a spectator on this one almost. So Kurt, do you want to set us up real quick here, and then Tansley, you can chime in, give us the credit union perspective on why you guys work together. And,
that would be perfect.
Sure. Yeah,
it's such a dynamic environment right now. We've never seen the level of change in executives that we're seeing right now. And this simultaneously, the change in the macroeconomic environment and in the credit union industry,
right?
All the stuff that you witness and talk about on a daily basis. But you think about the demographic changes, the retirement of the baby boomers, the asset growth, fintech competition, digital and data changes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of that has created an environment now where hiring the right executive, creating member value, creating the right strategy is more difficult, more complex, and is happening at larger institutions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So having the right compensation structure
right.
in a more that is more competitive in the marketplace for not only the credit union industry and the leaders that are there,
mm-hmm.
which are fewer and fewer because of age changes and demographics as well, but also for bankers and for digital experts and data experts that we need to bring into the industry to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this environment that now has changed, and with that, executive compensation across the board is changing. And what I learned from Tansley in working with her at Canvas, they had started to build a strategy around four foundations, and I'll let her talk about that, but that was really, I think, the future of credit unions over a couple $1 billion in assets,
mm-hmm.
of how compensation should be structured to be competitive in that marketplace.
Yeah, and this is like something that you personally went through, I'm sure, getting your position at Community Financial. But again, we're going to turn back the clock to Canvas. And so tell me a little bit about the four foundations of here, this program that you designed. This is really interesting.
Well, it was really important because, you know, I give all kinds of credit to my former bosses, and one of those being Todd Marksberry cares deeply about his team. He's built an exceptional group of human beings there, and he'd like them to stay. His board would like him to stay. And so when you think about that, you know, I often believe that we talk about human capital and we think about it as the soft stuff. I think we have to stop saying those words, because I think it's probably some of the most strategic work that organizations do. And so being able to design a strategy that allows you to keep a team together, to reward them for really good work, to connect that to performance. So we looked at that across four pillars. So, you know, base compensation, the thing that all of us think about.
Right.
You've got annual variable compensation to reward for what's happening in the short term. And then a shorter term retention play, and then the longer term retention, which is really where we partnered with Kirk. And when you put all that together, the way that Kirk and his team talked about it and we began to talk about was, when you get all four of those right, it prevents that team member from picking up the phone when the recruiter calls. And that's what you want to do.
Right.
You want, if you want to keep the band together, you got to do some things to make sure, because if you've got a really good team and they're exceptional, people will know.
Oh,
and
yeah,
this is a very small space.
Yeah.
And it's very competitive to keep great talent.
Yeah. So that's kind of the reason behind it. It's like
that's
you
right.
said, keeping the band together.
That's right.
But in today's environment,
It is extremely tough. But as Tansley's saying, there's probably nothing more strategic than having the right leaders. Maybe the greatest asset of every institution is its leadership,
yeah,
right? If
yeah.
you look good to great,
yeah.
do all the research,
yeah,
you can
yeah.
see the exponential growth in member value that gets created when you have the right people in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need these foundational compensations, competitive compensation pieces, to retain, reward, recruit the very best. If you don't, you're not going to create the member value that we want and that we need for the industry to gain market share, produce, and be successful.
Right. So how did you guys work together to make this a success? Because I'm really curious about that, because I think a lot of credit unions are probably in that same boat where they're like, oh my gosh, we're having a really hard time keeping these super talented people in-house. They're going elsewhere. And they might even venture outside the industry going somewhere else. So that's...
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll start.
Okay, yeah.
We started looking at strategy, right? I mean, I think that's where it all comes down to, is that Canvas, and many credit unions, but Canvas is a beautiful example of this. They have doubled their size in 5 years, right? They have been successful. They have created growth and member value in a very hyper-competitive marketplace in Denver.
Yeah.
And in order then to have the right talent to lead you to the next 5 years of growth, we started talking about what compensation should look like to reward and recruit the right, and really, in your case, as you said, retain.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
and that then became the base compensation and the annual incentive and the long-term incentive, which was retention, and then SERPs, which is what we do. And SERPs have this real cement to long-term retainment of talent or succession planning, because it is a significant reward for the success of your career and the success of the organization. And the size of that builds up, that becomes tax-free income, as well as pays back the credit union for that investment, becomes very powerful for both parties to retain the right leaders.
Well, and you know, what we really appreciated was that these are really complex models.
Mm-hmm.
It's really complex to understand how it's going to work, and being able to have a partner like OM was really powerful in
mm-hmm.
terms of,
mm-hmm.
you know, we understood strategically what we wanted to accomplish. We understood those pillars were going to be really important. And then getting the right vehicle and then being able to modulate that vehicle, I think one of the really important parts of what you can design is that it can be really customized by individual, which allows the leadership team and the board
mm-hmm.
to make important decisions, because, you know, you may have an executive that is in their earlier season of their career.
Mm-hmm.
You might have one that's thinking more about what's next in that last chapter. And depending on that and what the organization wants to accomplish, you can really design these in a customized way
yeah.
that allows the organization to get to where they want to be.
How does the, because I had Jill Nowacki here earlier,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about employment, this weird labor market that we're in right
mm-hmm.
now. So unique, but I asked her, is it a buyer's market or is it a seller's market? Is the candidate still in control like they have been? Or I don't say in control, but they can semi-call the shots. So does that have any basis on developing these plans based on the four foundations? And
well,
how
I
do
think,
you guys approach that?
I think it does, because whether you are looking to recruit or you are looking to retain, having this matters. You know, I, you know, now I'm in this different seat,
yeah.
and I'm talking a lot with our chief people officer about how we design this similar strategy, because as we build the team that we think that we are going to accomplish our goals with, and as we look to recruit, knowing that over time we won't keep everyone,
right.
having this developed and cohesed matters in both of those situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, I think it is a buyer's market. The executives have a huge opportunities. We see we were just talking about it. We see an announcement a week, if not two,
mm-hmm.
of major credit unions looking for CEOs.
Oh,
and Coastal just filled their position today, right?
So, oh, they did. Oh,
so you have this constant going on of these top 400 or 500 credit unions recruiting new talent. And the important thing is, it's not just the CEOs, right? It's the CFOs and COOs that are also baby boomers. So all of that is a demand-driven situation. And so to have the right pieces in place, the right compensation, allows the organization to find the right talent, keep the right talent, and it is, and this is really important what Tansley described a moment ago, it's uniquely designed for the strategy of the credit union, who do you want to stay until retirement, how do you want the succession plan to work, and to the requirements of the individual, how old they are. Do they want to do they need funding for a kid going to college versus a retirement fund, and how do you split those up? And that's really the art of this, is designing them in a way that fits that organization's growth and strategy and the unique individual requirements to keep them. And when you get that right, people say you keep an executive team in place and you're able to execute for the next decade.
Wow, so many moving parts here.
It's really great. But you can't call that the soft stuff, right?
That's right.
At all.
That's right.
So I was actually thinking while you guys were talking, it's like, okay, where is this on the priority list as far as credit union? Okay, yeah, Tammy just answered it. Because you're talking fin, you got to fight with fintech, you got to fight with lending, you got to fight, I don't want to say fight, that's a really bad word. Yeah. But you got to compete, how about that?
Right, that's a great
compete
word.
Compete with the fintech priorities and compete with the lending priorities and operations, leadership, and now you have the talent acquisition as well. Man, this is a very interesting time here, because there's so much movement in the industry, right? I've never seen anything like it before.
Well, and what it takes to really win today is vastly more complex. And so if you want talent that is going to do what you're talking about, you want really great lenders, you want really great technologists, you want really great strategists, it takes something different than what it might have 10 or 15 years ago.
And even bringing somebody in from outside the industry, because we're also talking about all the layoffs in the technology sector, it's like, that's an opportunity for companies to go out there and grab some of those people. But a lot of those people, as I was talking to Jill this morning, have a different perspective as far as compensation goes and these benefits and things like that. When they come into the credit union industry, it's a whole different ballgame for them. So that's another aspect that you guys have to handle, right?
Without question. And so particularly those folks that are coming in from the outside, SERPs matter because they're really kind of a replacement for stock values, right? So you create long-term financial success for the individual. Same thing as you might be in stock options for in a bank situation where you're an executive and you build those stock options over time, and then at their value at the end is really your financial freedom. SERPs become the same thing in the credit union industry. And yet, there's so many other things that are going on because of that demand for talent you're talking about. Got Q's just reported last year that CEO income, and that's base and annual incentive, the two of those pillars, went up by almost 15% year to year. So you're having this, which shows the demand for the talent, right? But that affects how you calculate retirement, because what you really do is look at what your final salary is going to be over your last 3 years and calculate a percentage of that to retire on comfortably and successfully. But as that's being pushed up because of this demand, you have to go back and look at the other plans to make sure that they're funded at the way, if you were going to recruit somebody from the outside, that they would want in the marketplace. So you have all of those interchangeable pieces happening. But ultimately, credit unions, I believe, are the toughest job in retail banking for a lot of reasons that we can talk about. Within that, the way to success is having the talent, not only for today, but for the next 5 years. And in order to do that, you need these four pillars, and you need to be able to retain the people that are moving you and brought you to the success today.
And I'm assuming that you've implemented these four pillars or four...
We'll work towards it. I started June 1, so I do know where the restroom is now.
No, I know you got your ducks in a row, for sure. So, so good stuff. So what's the big takeaway here, guys, just to kind of wrap up here? I mean, we could talk about this for another half hour, I'm sure.
My takeaway is it is a strategic priority, I think, for organizations as they scale. I think defining these four pillars, working towards that. You know, this is not a project that you decide to do today and have it done in 30 days. There's a lot of constituents that need to understand it. It's big work, and so being able to plan for it over time matters, and I would insist it's something that has to be prioritized.
Yeah, so I would agree with the strategic prioritization, and I would add that the timing takes an education process.
Yes.
You really need to understand the complexities of these to design them for the uniqueness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't, you know, so it's a board education process for the CEO, and it's a CEO and HR and maybe CFO education process for the rest of the team. And as you get all of those pieces in place and you understand the strategy and performance of the organization, you can create these tools, and then the tools fit, and then they work.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about trust today between CEO and board.
Mm-hmm.
It goes both ways, and this is something that I think would build that trust big time. So and enabling both parties to make moves that are appropriate for the credit union's success. So,
that's right.
Guys, anything else to add about that? Any final thoughts?
Nope, just thank you so much.
Yeah,
you are welcome, more
here.
Than welcome.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a good conversation to have. Like you said, priority. It's up here.
That's right.
Without question.
Yep.
Indeed. All right, guys, I'm gonna let you get back at it. Thank you again, appreciate it. Everybody, OM Financial's Kurt Korleski and Tansley Stearns from Community Financial.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.